President Trump is expected to declare the opioid crisis a national public health emergency today. That could give states more flexibility in how they spend federal money to respond to rising addiction and overdose rates. Last year, more than 64,000 people died of opioid-related overdoses. James Lutowski has treated some of those people. He's a crew chief paramedic for the Pittsburgh Bureau of Emergency Medical Services, and he joins us. James, first of all, how often do you have to respond to overdose calls these days?
Probably at least daily. We see a lot more today than we ever have.
I mean, how much has that changed from the past?
We were just talking about it in October of 14. We had seen like 70 overdoses total. In 15, it was up into the 90s, low 100s. And in 16, it was over 200.
Wow. So a pretty significant increase
then. Oh, yeah.
And now it's a daily occurrence. I mean, what are the calls like?
It depends. A lot of them are in rather untoward environments. There's usually a lot of people around, obviously a life-threatening emergency, so there's a lot of hectic care and response involved.
Now, I'm curious, I mean, is there a particular call or a particular person who you've treated that stands out to you?
I would say probably the one that really sticks in my mind the most was we went on a call at like a local hotel where these three children had kind of been left alone and the mom was overdosed in a different location and we got sent to pick up the children. So I wasn't really treating the overdose but more of the people that were affected by the addiction. And when we went to collect her kids, they were soiled and soaked and hungry and hadn't eaten in a couple of days. And we picked up, you know, the baby, and she was only maybe 18 months old. And when we tried to put her in the car seat, she had latched onto us and was screaming and crying. And it was just so heartbreaking because she didn't want put down, probably because she hadn't been seen in days. And it's just like when you look around and see the level of effects that the overdoses have on everybody around them, not just the person, not just the providers, but their families and even people that don't know them. It's just incredible.
Do you know what happened to that family?
The children had to go to foster home for a time while the mother tried to go into rehab, but that was the last that we heard. Mm.
I wonder, do you see people more than once?
Sometimes we see people more than once in the same day.
In the same day?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
There's like this vicious loop where there's not a lot of vectors to deliver patients to treatment centers directly from the field. So either the person will refuse transport to the hospital or the person went to the emergency room and they get frustrated because of the time it takes to try to get them treatment options. They'll leave the emergency room against medical advice and then just be back with the same people in the same environment within just a couple of hours and then re-overdose.
Wow. Now, you're saving a lot of people day in and day out, but I imagine that there are those that you can't save. We've been hearing about places where the problem is so bad and the challenges are so great that even, you know, the morgues are filling up. Is that a problem in Pittsburgh?
We see a lot more people who are deceased than we previously did. And it's harder because they're younger. A lot of the people that have passed away and there's nothing that we can do for them. Just coming in contact with a 20-year-old who had their whole life ahead of them, and now they're dead and there's nothing you can do, like that is a significant increase than we had seen prior to the epidemic.
Mm. You know, I really appreciate the professionalism and care with which you obviously go about doing your job every day, but I got to ask, I mean, does it take a toll on you?
It's very frustrating because I've even taken care of people that I have went to high school with, and we were all on the same track. We played sports and, you know, we were both going to different colleges and we were doing the same thing. And then just somewhere along the route, you know, someone that I went to high school with and grew up with will be a heroin addict. And when you see someone who is affected and they're only 16 or 18 years old, or you see someone who's elderly that's affected and are addicted to heroin now, which used to be unheard of. So today, any call we go on from a car accident to a person who fell could actually end up being an overdose that has just taken place.
Hmm. Well, as you know, the president is announcing a public health emergency about the opioid crisis today. I'm just curious, if you had a chance to speak with President Trump, I mean, what would you tell him? What would you need to hear, or what would you like him to know?
The most important thing is that we can't forget the humanity of it. Overdoses affect every single person, and even though that person makes really bad choices, they are still people, and it's a medical condition, and they need help. And the second most important thing I would say is to try to funnel money towards high-impact programs, things that can really do boots-on-the-ground work and help people get into treatment facilities. And I think it's really important to focus on prevention, and then for the people who are already addicted, focus on treatment options to help reverse the addiction.
Well, James Lutowski is a crew chief paramedic with the Pittsburgh Bureau of Emergency Medical Services. Mr. Lutowski, thank you so much for sharing your experiences and talking with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to do it.